If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Right, so we are going to be talking to a very interesting lady coming up in our Ecosynomics feature, and that feature is brought to you by OpenServe. Get a 30-day free 50 megabytes per second uncapped fiber trial with OpenServe fiber. Free installation, no obligation. Visit openserve.co.za. Connect your world. T's and C's apply.
Ecosynomics
on Kayo Biz.
Right, I was so looking forward to this chat. Welcome to the studio. It's so nice to have somebody in studio. Nosipho Maketo van den Bracht.
Yes,
am I pronouncing
correct.
It right?
Perfect. You're brilliant.
You are the founder and chief executive officer of Chocolate Tribe. And we're talking right. about this Chocolate Tribe today.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and good evening to your listeners as well.
So the world of visual effects and animation is rapidly evolving, and South Africa is emerging as a serious player in the global industry. One of the studios that's leading this charge is, in fact, Chocolate Tribe, a cutting-edge South African VFX and animation studio known for its work on major international and local productions. But what does it take to build and sustain a VFX business? And of course, you know, Nosipho, this is so interesting. And I, reading through your profile, I didn't realize that you guys were around for so long.
Yes.
And some of the ads that you actually do, we've all seen on television so many times over the years. But let's get into that. What does it take to build? Maybe let's just get into, for those listening that don't actually understand, we know about animation. Tell us a little bit more about the visual effects.
Okay, so visual effects is a method by which when you're producing a film, so if you've got like 2-3 actors acting a scene and you want a dinosaur to drop in the middle of them, so that's the creation of that dinosaur, as well as melding it into the entire production so it looks seamless and it looks like, you know, it was part and parcel of what you're watching. So it's the integration of footage, film footage, as well as something that's created in a sort of like epic and computer generated manner. It is also the way of a technique where you can create crowds. Like, let's say, for example, you don't have a budget to shoot like 1,000 people in one go. So you can replicate those people and meld them into that film or that shot so that it looks like they were always there. So it's this incredible, we call it magic. For us, it's like a magical thing to be able to conjure up all of these different computer-generated assets into a film and make it look like it was just, you know, shot in one go. And we're looking at a dinosaur that you would see walking down the street, which, of course, is, you know, a crazy thing.
I'm glad you're feeling the magic, because when I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, wow, this is technical, it's complex.
Yes.
Are there enough skills to do this? Obviously, you have the skills in your at Chocolate Tribe.
Sure.
But are there enough in the country?
So this is an interesting question. And I want to say, the first thing I would like to say is, like, you know, South Africa and Africa in general is doing amazing computer-generated or VFX as well as animation work. Where the challenge is the critical mass. You know, VFX and animation require huge teams. So if you imagine when you're watching a film, let's say you're watching Avatar or Lord of the Rings, at the end of the film, you see these huge credits going up. It's a whole lot of people that put different aspects of the visual effects together. So it requires a lot of technical skill, a lot of creative skill. I always tell people that animation as well as VFX are sort of like a confluence of technology. It's a confluence of science, mathematical equations, physics, as well as the artistic ability. So when you are a VFX artist, you are actually, you know, a body of lots of work within you. And that's why I think when it comes to these skills, they are critical skills within our country. And we are trying to actually empower young people to go into sciences, but to also go into art, so that we've got a solid amount of artists to create this work. So we don't always have enough artists, because it takes a lot to create visual effects heavy productions. So part and parcel of what Chocolate Tribe is doing is through our festival, Avijozi, where we are trying to inspire young people to come into this space and to learn the artistry as well as the, you know, the science behind animation and VFX.
So you've run this studio successfully for like 20 years, but tell me a little bit more about this festival and how you're bringing people up. Is that something that's become an important part of Chocolate Tribe to actually train and bring more people into the industry?
Absolutely. So if I can correctly, I've been running the studio for, it's going up to the 11th year now.
Okay.
But I've been in the industry for some time, and I also started, by the way, I started as an attorney, and I trained as an attorney.
Wow.
And I really had this, I had this almost like, I want to call it like a bug that bit me in terms of like wanting to own something that was driven by passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. And while I loved law, I always felt like I was more, and the weird thing is, like, while I was in one of my meetings with a partner, she kind of said, you know, you don't belong here, you should do something creative. And in the beginning, I thought to myself, that sounds like a backhanded compliment, but it was the greatest gift because it led me to the path of, you know, creativity and owning my own thing and the ability to actually open up a space for other people. I encourage even lawyers to say, we are creative as, you know, lawyers, but also as accountants, and we can create businesses that have a purpose and a passion to it.
Yeah.
But to answer your question a little bit more directly, I think it is an industry that is growing in itself, and it's an industry where we are trying to make sure that we are also amplifying the African narrative through representation by telling stories that matter to us, that reflect us, you know, and that make us not always look like we are sub characters. So VFX and animation are integral in that, in that sort of like journey to ensure that we are creating businesses that speak to our excellence as, African people, as women, as young people, for those who are coming into the industry as young people.
I see you've done your clients range. There's a vast range of clients here.
Sure.
You've got Disney, you've got BBC, you've got the big ones. And I see Chicken Licken. Tell me which ad. Is that the Big John one?
So we've done a number of them, actually. We've done, my most favorite is actually Spoo. You know, the guy who's a physics teacher or a chemist. I think it's a physics teacher. And he wants to eat, Chicken Licken. It's all chicken. So wants to eat Chicken Licken. And then he actually creates another sort of robotic, self, so that he can have more time to go off and eat Chicken Licken. So that one is my most favorite. But also Big John is another great one. And the most recent...
One with the ape on the back, right?
Was an older one. We didn't work on that one.
Okay.
But it was also really, really great. And I must say the directors that do Chicken Licken are just awesome, because they are so quintessentially South African, mm-hmm. because they understand Chicken mm-hmm. Licken as a brand. But at the same time, they're also very much, driven to tell more than just a short ad story.
Right.
It's a bigger and more epic story when you see the ads. So we've done numerous work. We're not only doing advertisements, it's also like series, so short and long form. We've worked on some of Netflix's local productions like Inamba Namba. We were responsible for the CG hyena that, you know, I get asked, did you guys bring the hyena into studio? And I'm like, no, I think we would all be not there if the hyena, right. you know, came to studio. So it's really an exciting career to be in, because it allows you to kind of delve into your imaginative self and create these really epic stories. So yeah, which we need them in South Africa, to be honest.
Absolutely. I mean, we love watching this on television.
Sure.
We love going to the movies. We, you know, the ads are very entertaining, but we don't quite realize what kind of work goes into producing it,
like Absolutely.
How much time and effort. Looking just specifically on how long, if you look at the hyena, creating the hyena, how long would that take to get it?
Months and months.
And let's not forget that we have plenty in South Africa.
Absolutely.
But there is the safety factor there.
Absolutely, absolutely. It takes months, to be honest, and you're quite right. A lot of people think it's just pressing a button and then out comes a hyena. But I think that hyena took a lot of research, and we go into understanding the creature itself, you know, the fur. There's a whole process in relation to the fur. There's a whole the anatomy to make sure that it rings true. When you see it, it looks like the real hyena. So it's an artistry that requires you to actually be very intimate and understand the creature or the character. And I know South Africa has got a number of, just to share a little bit about that that particular job, South Africa has got a number of different hyenas, and we had to actually learn which hyena we were, you know, working with, and the spots, you know, how do the spots actually fall on the fur? All of those are technical things and require a certain level of expertise. The rigging, the muscle simulation, so that it feels heavy and it doesn't feel like a very light, wobbly creature. So there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just what you see on screen. And when people see the final product, for them, it's in between the popcorn. For us, it's blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
That's been like six to 8 months.
It's interesting that you say that, you know, you also need to decide. We have so many hyenas.
Absolutely.
Which one specifically are you talking about? And it could be varied across different animals or, you know, different
Correct.
Products.
Correct.
How big of a team do you need for each specific project, because you're not only talking about the technical aspects.
That's correct.
You're also looking at research development before you actually get there.
That's true. Currently our team is about 30 plus, and it kind of balloons from, let's say, 30, depending on the job that we're doing. For example, when we're working on the Disney project, the Kizazimoto Surf Sangoma, we had about 80 to 100 people, and in different parts of the world, not just in South Africa. So when we're working on the hyena, I think there were about potentially 10 to 15 people, but there were two key riggers, modelers, and a rigger is the person who makes sure that, you know, it moves in its sort of natural way. So it requires a number of people to put together the shows that we put together. It depends also with the complexity. If we've got something that's like a water simulation, for example, when we worked on a Disney project and there was water and all of that, that requires also enormous teams to bring the entire thing together. And there are different stages to the project. So there are those that begin the project who are concept artists, and then those who take on from the concept artist to, you know, texturing, modeling, and rigging, and doing all sorts of things. So it's a whole ecosystem. It's a whole pipeline of different techniques and abilities. And it's a really huge team that one needs to put together when you're running a production house such as ours.
Okay. So I think we have one of your ads lined up. I'm not too sure. But my
Which
producer
one is
saying,
one?
I don't know. But I think they're getting ready to play it. Let's take a listen and see.
A long time ago, Big Jonana left home to satisfy his hunger for adventure. His spirit was unstoppable. And his hunger was too big. Yeah, Big Jonana did many things, but he will always be remembered for discovering a foreign land.
Wala mangamla? Yeah, hindi niya nanya rin daw, yes? Ikaw ko ibiza, you rope. Euro!
Big Jonana! And that is the legend of Big John.
It's listen, I'm really Big John.
No problem.
I love how you bring the South African context into it. And I mean, it's difficult. I mean, if you remember the ad, you would piece it together. Absolutely. And get a visual of it. But it's so much better when you're watching it, right? So unfortunately, true, we're on radio this evening. So, but it, I'm sure it's taking you back.
It is.
To the work that went into, yeah, into that.
Yeah. And it was actually one of our most involving projects because it had a number of creatures. In there is an octopus, a huge octopus that kind of comes up. There's a, yeah, whale. There is, I think, a black panther as well. So it was really, and there's jellyfish as well. And all of that takes, you know, a lot of technical skill to put together. And even the water simulation to make it look as real as possible. It really does kind of like throw me back to a wonderful time when we were working on it.
So if you said it took you 3 months to do the hyena.
Right. A bit more than that.
Yeah. How long did it take for so many different ones, different animals?
Gosh, because that was a while back. I think that we did that maybe a good 4 to 6 months, about 4 months, because there are a number of assets that we had to build together. And remember, some bits were shot and then they come to us, and that's the process of VFX. The director goes off and shoots it, brings it to us as plates, and then we fill in the different. So imagine it's almost like filling in the gaps of the CG creatures or characters that need to be embedded into it, and then you need to color grade it so that it all looks like it was shot in one day, and there aren't any sort of variations of textures or colors, or so it's a wonderful process. I always call it magic, to be honest, because it's almost like poof and you see something really epic and amazing. So
looking at the industry as a whole, I mean, is it quite a competitive industry? I mean, are there other companies that are also doing what you are doing?
Absolutely. It's highly competitive, but I must say they're about, and it's growing in South Africa. The last time I took count, I think there were about 29 studios, and you get small, medium, as well as a bit larger. We are a little bit on the larger side, and it is a growing industry. Just to share a little bit of the figures around animation as an industry, there are, I think, in terms of its market, it's about 269 billion. It was 269 billion in 2022, and
that's significant.
It's huge, and the reason I mentioned this, Sumatra, is that a lot of people look at the creative space, especially animation, as almost a hobby or a passion that, I can even share the fact that when I moved into this, my parents actually said, "Are you crazy? You know, how can you leave law to come and do this? Amapopai, like, this is nonsense." But when you actually look at the business case around it, and this is where a lot of young people are going into, not only in terms of animation, but gaming, it's a huge industry that is in the, you know, 350 billion in terms of like projection for 2027, 2030, as the industry grows. And again, I think what is exciting from a business perspective is that it has a quick uptick for young people to go into it. As South Africans having a very young population, what we are trying to do is to make sure that they come into this industry. It's almost natural for them because they love gaming, they love animation, they love film. And so it makes sense for us that we inspire the next generation to take this up as a profession and not just a hobby or a passion.
We'll leave it on that beautiful advice. Thank you so much for this interview. It was so interesting, and the industry sounds so interesting. Nozipho Maketo van den Bracht is the founder and chief executive officer of Chocolate Tribe.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.